The police commissioner in Springfield, Massachusetts, continues to defend the reinstatement of five officers while criminal charges against them are still pending. Addressing the Springfield City Council for the first time about the controversial decision to bring the cops back on the force before their felony cases have been adjudicated, Commissioner Cheryl Clapperood said she was not concerned about setting a precedent.
I take this decision very seriously, and I will judge it on facts and individually, not on precedents. I don't use emotions, as I said, or politics.
The five officers were indicted in 2019 for allegedly trying to cover up a now notorious incident that happened in 2015, where five off-duty cops allegedly beat up four people in a parking lot after a verbal argument in Nathan Bill's restaurant and bar. The still unresolved case led to internal affairs reforms at the police department. The city paid out more than $800,000 to settle a civil suit. Trials for the 10 officers, all of whom were suspended without pay, were scheduled to start in March, but were postponed when state court buildings closed in response to the coronavirus public health emergency. Citing staff shortages caused in part by COVID-19, Clapperood last month announced she was reinstating five of the defendants. But just days after the officers returned to active duty on April 22nd, a lawyer from the Massachusetts Attorney General's office contacted the city's law department and, citing a federal statute, questioned the legality of the indicted cops carrying guns. Rather than get bogged down in a legal dispute, Clapperood reassigned the five cops to desk duty. She told counselors the assignments will still help out the department's staffing issues.
They are adding to my workforce, and as you know, COVID comes and goes. My numbers go between 39 out to 5. Will it start to stable off? I don't know. But I can be short in other ways. We have a lot of officers out for different reasons.
Clapperood assured counselors she did not plan to reinstate the five officers accused in the actual assaults on the civilians, or a former narcotics detective who's been suspended while awaiting trial in a separate case. She said the five reinstated officers would still face departmental disciplinary proceedings once their criminal cases are resolved. Mayor Dominic Sarno was told by Clapperood about her plans to reinstate the officers, but members of the city council were blindsided by the news, said Councilor Tracy Whitfield.
If we're going to have a mutual relationship, I think things can go both ways. So we're not caught off guard because we were also caught off guard with the decision, and we didn't know that the process was happening.
After the meeting, City Council President Justin Hurst said he still believes it's a mistake to have the five cops back on the force.
I've heard from a number of community leaders who have spoken up already or who are going to continue to speak up, and those that have not spoken up as of yet, who are appalled by the decision.
The Urban League of Greater Springfield issued a statement calling Clapperood's decision, quote, short-sighted and an exercise in poor judgment, end quote. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.